This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, hope day, smile. It is already over, halfway over. I'm talking about the work week, and we are going to have a great time tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are all over the place. We're going to talk about violence against ICE officers. The Biden administration, did they, quote, lose 500,000 kids? Tulsi Gabbard is exposing that the rot is still deep in the government. Major League Baseball has its first female umpire. People are bringing their parents to job interviews. All that, a ton of emails, no guests, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to any of those things, I want to walk down memory lane, and I don't want to do this to make you angry or make you sad. And I understand the subject of the COVID vaccine can really bring up terrible, terrible emotions in people because of the personal loss that came with the evil vaccine policies in this country. Maybe someone you know, maybe you were hurt, are hurt from that COVID vaccine. Many were. Maybe you lost somebody in your life because of that poison shot. I will tell you, I do not have confirmation of this, but I believe I did. Lost somebody. Maybe the loss for you was school-related, job-related. I'm not going to make light of what happened. In fact, it's going to be heavy because what happened in the United States of America during COVID was evil beyond belief. What our politicians did was evil. What our medical establishment did was evil, deeply evil. It not only harmed the people of this country physically, mentally, and otherwise, it not only did that, it accelerated the end of America. Here's what I mean by that before I go into it. You know, just like I do, all countries end. At some point in time, countries will end. That's the whole history of the world. Countries rise, countries fall. And you know, America will end someday. It's not tomorrow. I'm not doomsdaying. Lord willing, will not be anything you see in your lifetime. And I don't think it will. We are big and powerful and wealthy. You know, I'm not saying that. But you also acknowledge that we will end at some point. At some point in history, the United States of America will end. So I'm trying to keep that day as far away as possible, as you are. But there are things that happen inside of our country that accelerate that date, that bring that oncoming train closer and faster. What the United States of America did, turning into a tyrannical medical state during COVID, accelerated the end. I don't know by how much, how many years, decades, I don't know. The debt alone accelerated our end. But the distrust our institutions caused in our citizens, trust that has not been earned back, accelerated the end date. We cannot continue as a country without end if the American people do not trust their institutions and the American people do not trust their institutions. Until we earn that trust back, we are limping along towards the cliff's edge. That is a fact. And the institutions are not earning that trust back. Now, I want to give credit where it's due. Donald Trump has done a lot of good in the first 6 months. I know it's not all good. I got all that. You know I don't wave pom-poms. It's been a very good presidency so far. Putting reformers in place of these institutions, putting them in charge of these institutions has done a lot of good. RFK Jr., again, I don't wave his pom-poms either, came out yesterday. This was during the show. And he said this.
After reviewing the science and consulting top experts at NIH and FDA, HHS has determined that mRNA technology poses more risks than benefits for these respiratory viruses. That's why, after extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts, totaling just under $500 million.
A risk. That's funny that we're finding this technology has a risk, because I remember this like it was yesterday.
The thing that went right was the investment over decades in the basic and clinical biomedical research that allowed us to make a vaccine in unprecedented time of less than a year that turned out to be safe and highly effective.
They are safe and so effective.
We know that vaccines are safe and effective.
The data is so compelling that these vaccines are safe and effective.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick. So it's really quite safe for you, the vaccinated person. It's not safe for the unvaccinated person, especially if that person is taking off their mask.
If you are unvaccinated, we would recommend not traveling.
I remember this like it was yesterday.
Vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission.
My gut feeling is that these vaccines prevent infection and therefore will prevent transmission.
The vaccine not only prevents people from getting sick, it also prevents transmission of the virus from person to person.
We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Those were all lies. None of that turned out to be true. And the experts, remember, those were people in positions of authority. CDC director, all these doctors, those were people in positions of authority pretending like they knew something, pushing it onto you, asserting that it was safe, asserting that it was effective, that it would stop transmission, that it would stop you from getting sick, and they were all outright lies. None of those people knew what they were talking about, and they promised you that they did know what they were talking about. And as a result, legions of Americans have been hurt. Legions and legions of Americans have been hurt. It's no different than me pretending like I know how to pack a parachute for people going skydiving when I have no idea how to pack a parachute. And so I grab everyone's parachute pack and I look at it and say, I'm telling you right now, I'm an expert. That parachute is good to go. Get on the plane, Bob. When the CDC director asserts that she knows it's safe and effective and she doesn't, she should go to prison. Because that creates an ongoing, a lasting separation of the American people from their institutions. The distrust the American people have for their institutions now is palpable. You can see it in poll after poll after poll after poll. The American people have separated from their institutions. They now look down on them. They disdain them. They distrust them. In many cases, and I'm pointing towards me, they hate them. And that was done to you, and it was done to me, and it accelerated the end of America. And I will not forgive because nobody has asked my forgiveness. Nobody has been punished. Almost every voice you just heard, in fact, I believe every voice you just heard, retired, rich, first class travel, five-star hotels, mansions, limousines, private security, the people who abused you, hurt your country, they all rode off into the sunset without so much as a slap on the wrist, leaving behind a smoldering ruin that used to be the American people's trust in their institutions. And I'm not going to let it go, ever. This isn't the first time, obviously, you've heard me talk about this, and I'm telling you right now, it won't be the last. If you're sitting there right now yelling at the radio, it's in the past, move on, we have bigger fish to fry, I would argue once again that that attitude is why evil people get away with their evil. You getting bored with it, wanting to move on, let's get past it. No, I don't want to get past it at all. I want people punished for what they did to my country, for what they did to you. Costing you your job, costing you your senior year in high school, costing you your heart health, costing you dearly. It didn't just happen. People with names did it to you and did it to me. And I will not forgive. Let's move on. I don't want to focus on this, but I didn't want to get myself fired up yesterday, so I chose to kick the can down the road until today. Let's move on. I'll tell you, one good thing that happened to me from COVID is I got to know the boys at Chalk. You know who was standing tall during COVID with all this crazy mask mandate stuff and it's safe and effective stuff? Chalk. Chalk was out there getting banned from social media because they were standing tall for freedom. This is ridiculous. This is unjust. This is crazy. Chalk found me and said, oh, wow, someone else is standing up to this stuff. And now we're friends. Chalk has natural herbal supplements, so I don't have to go see a doctor who's going to tell me to vaccinate my 16-year-old so his heart explodes. I trust natural herbal supplements first. A doctor for me is the last resort now because I found out what the medical community is. Chalk is how I keep the doctor away. Go find out what they can do for you, whatever you're looking for. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All that can be emailed into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Just a couple more things on the COVID stuff and then I'll move on. I want to make sure everyone remembers what the free, big time air fingers quote, free Western civilizations did to their people when the world got a chest cold. We all turned into communist China. Remember this woman in Australia?
What was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like you are so small. They just overpower you and you're literally nothing. It's like you do what we say or you're in trouble. We'll lock you up for longer. Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do this again, we will extend your time in here.
So the officers within the camp have the power to keep you there longer if you misbehave?
That's what they were saying, yep.
And at one stage,
the free countries of Western civilization, some of them grabbed their citizens and put them in camps. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, America didn't do that. Kind of. I remember visiting New York City, Democrat-run New York City, and it was like a ghost town because everybody had to stay inside. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, American politician? This is what still gets me for COVID so badly, is America, the land of the free, that should be the shining light of freedom around the world. Our politicians, Republican and Democrat, turned just as evil and tyrannical as anybody in China. Remember this?
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
I remember being talked down to like that for, what was it, 2 years? Scolded, lectured. You're not supposed to do that. You can't do this. You have to do this. Oh, yeah, they're calling you grandma killer all over the place. I guess you don't care if children die. And I remember the disappointment I felt in so many of our fellow countrymen. I know you feel it, too. I know you still remember. I remember your emails. Don't think I've forgotten. They were the darkest days I've ever had doing radio because you would email me. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I'm glad you did. I'm glad it was an outlet. You would email me gut-wrenching things of, Jesse, my brother won't talk to me anymore. Jesse, my daughter won't let me visit. Jesse, my mom told me not to come for Christmas time. Family member against family member because we have a bunch of brain-dead, dirty commie sheep in this country who, when threatened, who when they turn on the news and they hear that someone might die, they will instantly turn into monsters. And I have not forgotten you monsters among us. Not a bit. Oh, I know you want me to move on. I refuse to. And speaking of monsters, I want to touch on this. We're going to get to some emails tonight, but there's a headline from the Daily Signal that Biden lost 500,000 migrant children. The Trump administration is returning them home. Okay. This is no insult to the Daily Signal, and I don't know who wrote the headline. I don't know who runs their website, but we have got to stop using flowery language with the evil deeds the communists do on purpose. The Biden administration did not lose 500,000 kids. That is a lie. They brought them into the country as fast as humanly possible in an effort to overwhelm America and smash the system. And it wasn't a mystery to them what would happen to these poor children. And by the way, it's still happening to these poor children. It was not a mystery that they were bringing in as many child sex slaves as they possibly could. It was not a mystery that these children will be sent to the fields, that these children will be sent to God knows where. The Biden administration knew all of it, and they kept doing it on purpose as fast as they possibly could for 4 years. Can we please start being better about choosing our words? They didn't lose a freaking thing. They did it on purpose. I watched the losers on the right use language like this for at least the first couple years of the Biden administration. Wow, the Biden's failure at the border. The Biden administration, another failure. Wow, they're really screwing up on the border. They sued to keep the border open. They didn't screw anything up. It wasn't I tripped and fell, and now the illegals are coming in. They did it on purpose. They brought in as many as they could on purpose, and they knew so many of these people were women who would be abused and children who would be abused. Do I need to remind you what the former Border Patrol agent sat in front of Congress and just got done saying?
I state without reservation that the United States federal government is the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. The probability that thousands of these UACs are being raped at this very moment is 100%.
All right, that's
Chairman Higgins.
I can't think about it anymore. Please stop saying things like lost. It wasn't an accident. And please stop living with pain. You don't have to live with pain. That is, it's something we tell ourselves because, look, it's a cope, isn't it? We're trying to cope with it. Oh, my hand. Look, it just hurts. It sucks getting old. That's the stuff we say. That's you accepting something you don't have to accept yet. Try Relief Factor once. All I'm asking is that you take a supplement. It's nothing. Take a supplement every morning for 3 weeks. And maybe your pain will still be there. Maybe your pain will be gone. Maybe it'll be turned down so low it no longer holds you back from playing pickleball. Just try Relief Factor. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. You will order more and you will thank me for it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I didn't mean to get so heavy at the start of the show. I realize it's been
as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
So we're going to, let's do some emails. Let's get away from this stuff before we get into an ICE office being targeted. I have to tell people how to do interviews, apparently. We're going to talk about the Washington Post columnist leaving because he had to celebrate America. We're going to get to all that. Let's do emails first. Oh, this one's about the country I'm going to start, the Republic of Jesse, that's going to be an island for tall people. Short people, they're welcome, but it's going to be for tall people. The sinks are going to be tall. The shoes are going to be, that are sold are going to be big. Ceilings are going to be tall. Jesse, I would love to be inhabitant number 2 on Jesse's tall person island. I'm 6'7", and my dime wife is 6'1", and we are so tired of living in a short person's world. Short people just don't get it. Try buying a car, buying clothes or shoes, and what burns me up is I have to pay extra for an extra large tall shirt, but fat clowns can buy a triple XL shirt at no extra costs. He said, I literally could not stand and pee in the plane's lavatory. Do you know what I go through when I have to try to use the bathroom on a plane? First of all, get this. Everybody knows that hydration is important. It's not just for athletes, for all of us. Very few people get enough water. Drink water. Drink more of it. Your body needs it. It keeps everything lubed up and running and ready to go. Your body runs on water, right? Much more than it needs food. You got that. So, especially since the Marine Corps, that has been a priority for me. I am a fanatical water drinker. I just guzzle water all day long. On days that I travel by air, I dehydrate myself on purpose. Did you know that? I dehydrate myself for the sole reason that I do not want to have to walk into an airplane bathroom. Have you ever stood in an airplane bathroom, tried to have you have to have your feet widened out, and then you have to jut your hips forward like you're Kamala Harris in a job interview, and your head has to be cocked completely to the side. I practically have to rest my right ear on my right shoulder and attempt to aim properly so whatever poor woman comes in there afterwards, it is a nightmare from hell. What, Chris? What? Why don't I just sit on it? Because I'm not a woman. That's one. And two, you know my thoughts on public restrooms anyway. Airplane restrooms are even worse, especially America's air travel. Look, the stewardesses alone will go in there and dump all over it. You can't even imagine how bad. Look, let's just go. You know what? Let's just have it out here. Let's go ahead and lay it out as long as we're offending everybody today. I am convinced the biggest turds and losers in all of American society are in America's airports. They work security. They work the food counters. They work the desk at the kiosk. And I want you to know, because I've traveled internationally a few times, Marine Corps, and a few times otherwise, I've been to airports in other countries. I want you to understand it is not like this in other countries. In other countries, I still remember it. Me, Chris, we went through Istanbul on that big trip to the Holy Land that we did. You cannot imagine how immaculate the airport is, how friendly the airport employees are. When the air crew walks by, the stewardesses, for one, they're all dimes like they should be. They're all dressed up to the nines in a very professional-looking uniform. And look, I swear on my life, I'm not joking. They smile. They actually smile.
You don't get treated like a poison ivy rash by every single person who works in the airport. This is somehow an American thing where we take America's barrel and we grab a scraper and we reach clear down to the bottom of it and we hack off whatever scum in our society we have and we hand them a TSA uniform and we throw them working for Delta, and then you show up at the airport and you get screamed at by the tubby hag working TSA. If it sounds like I just got into it with one, it's because I did just get into it with one coming back from Boston. Corey, Chris, did I tell you guys about this? Oh, I didn't tell you about this? So I walked through the line and I'm just following the line like everyone else does, the security line where you're walking up to security. This is actually going to Boston, not coming back, going to Boston. So I walk up the line, show my ticket, I'm walking up to security, and I just follow the rules. I just follow the line all the way up, and I stand there. The TSA lady, who outweighs me by 100 pounds, says, oh, come on up. And I walk up to the TSA lady and show my ID. Turns out she was talking to the other line beside me, and she goes, sir, you need to go to the back of the line. And I said, first of all, do not talk to me that way. What back of the line? I followed the line up here. Oh, well, that's not where the line is. I said, so how am I supposed to know? And stop raising your voice at me. At this point in time, the supervisor springs up from behind because he can see this thing's going south, steps in, explains that someone had messed up with the lines in the back. But immediately, I have to be screamed at by this ghetto hag in a TSA uniform telling me what a piece of trash I am because she couldn't waddle down and put the line there correctly. I'm tired of America's airports staff being the crappiest human beings in our country. I'm glad I got that off my chest. I feel so much better. Dear beloved executioner, the subject of this one is how to deal with pedophiles. Apparently, we're just going to just take the show and right off a cliff tonight. I liked your idea of feeding kid rapists to animals, but I would like to add that we should throw them in with grizzly bears or hippos. Those are two of the most lethal land-based critters, but we could do a shark tank version and throw the scum in with hammerhead sharks. All right. So I like the idea of sharks because sharks are uniquely terrifying. You are in their environment. You can't see them coming. They're coming up from underneath you. You can't hear them coming. I like the idea of sharks. My concern with throwing the pedophiles to the sharks is the viewing. Part of this is pay-per-view revenue. Remember, we don't just want to get rid of the pedophiles. We want to bring in money for the victims' families with a small cut for Chris, because we all know that's going to happen anyway. How are we supposed to see the shark attack if it's underwater? Now, you can say cameras under the water, but remember this, shark attacks, they're bloody affairs. And there's going to be darkness in the water. And we're not going to be able to enjoy the carnage in a way we should be able to. What, Chris? What? Enjoy is too strong of a word? Why? I feel like it's the perfect word. Anyway, we're not going to be able to enjoy the carnage if it's underwater in a big red cloud. You will get the joy of the initial terror, but then it's just darkness. I like your idea of hippos, but look, we're going to have to get Whoopi Goldberg to sign on for that. But I like your idea of hippos. I like the idea of lions. Grizzly bear might be the best one because bears don't make it fast. You know, the big cats, you know, lions and tigers and bears, lions and tigers, big cats, they're trained to kill you pretty quickly. They're going to go for your throat and they're going to choke you out and you're going to be done. Bears just kind of maul you to death. Anyway, this has been too dark. We have to talk about ICE agents being attacked. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. I don't know why I got myself so upset. I I just get upset about the state of our airports. Anyway, let's move on and talk about some serious, or at least a serious political issue before we get back to emails and some other things. So there are certain things you can see coming. Bad things coming. And sometimes you have the power to stop them and sometimes you don't. You're teaching your teenager to drive. Maybe they just got their driver's license. And you keep catching them on the phone behind the wheel. You know that's going to end badly. If you don't put a stop to that, that is going to end badly. Really badly for somebody. Maybe somebody's. You know. Remember during the election when I said, I think they're going to kill Trump, or at least try to. Remember when I said that? Long before Butler, I told you, I said, I think they're going to kill him. And everyone, that's crazy, that's nuts, that's dramatic, that's over the top, that's this. And then they almost killed him, shot him in the head. Why did I see that coming? Well, when you take the mentally ill, demonic base of the Democrats in this country and you mix it with the over-the-top Democrat rhetoric of the elites, the politicians and the media people. He's a Nazi, it's Hitler, it's the... When you combine those two things, you will get violence. You will. It is not an accident that Chuck Schumer got up behind a microphone and said that Kavanaugh was going to reap the whirlwind. Right after that, an assassin flew from California to go kill Brett Kavanaugh. If you say those things, you know people will act. How many times have I issued a little warning on here to stay legal, stay local, don't hurt anybody? Why do I do that? I don't have a mentally ill base, but you never know. There's always one dude down on his luck, down and out, supposedly thinks I call for violence. Maybe he goes and does something. I would feel terrible. So I worry about that. I try to hold him back. There is none of that with Democrats. Democrats, mentally ill people. Well, first, you know what? Let me do two things back to back. Remember this woman? We played her for you before. Just 74 years old. This was at a protest. Mentally just shattered.
I'm just so scared. I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything. And I just am so scared and upset, and I don't understand why people voted for this person.
Why is she like that? Well, because she's weak and dumb. And when she turns on the news at night, she hears this.
Changing is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. When you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Right? They're making them eat off dishes on the floor, like their dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida.
Headline. ICE office targeted in Washington state arson. DHS confirms investigation is ongoing. You know how you can just see something coming? We're going to have an ICE agent, or God forbid, even worse, his family. They're going to be harmed by a communist in this country. I now believe it is inevitable. We have Democrat after Democrat in the media and elected officials saying they're secret police, they're kidnapping people from church, they're kidnapping children, this is a dictatorship. How many mentally ill demons in this country are hearing these words day after day after day? And they are getting themselves fired up to do something about it. Why do you think all these Democrats are calling for ICE agents to be unmasked. There's only one reason. It's like Democrats opposing voter ID. They can try to make it about race all you want, but everyone knows the reason. You oppose voter ID because you want to cheat. That's why. Why do you want ICE agents unmasked? You want to hurt them. You know you have a bunch of violent foot soldiers out there who want to go hurt somebody. You're ginning them up. You're getting them all revved up. They're Nazis. They're secret police. Ah! And once you unmask them, you understand someone's going to get hurt. Democrats hurt people with their rhetoric. Elite communists give orders to street communists, and they give those orders out in the open. It's not secret cables. It's not a little note. They'll stand up and look at a sea of mentally ill street communists. They'll point to their enemies and they'll say, that's a Nazi, that's Hitler. Millions of people will die if that guy gets what he wants. They're kidnapping kids from churches. You will reap the whirlwind. And they understand full well that there's at least one person in that crowd who is going to hear that rhetoric. They are going to march forward and they are going to hurt somebody. We are going to have an ICE agent and or an ICE agent's family harmed in this country, and Democrats will be 100% responsible when it happens. They can't ever dial down the rhetoric. They can't ever pull back. Everything's a Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler, end of the world. And mentally ill demons hear those words and they march forward like an army. Ugly state of affairs. All right. We're gonna switch gears before I make fun of this Washington Post columnist who's no longer there. Before I trash Major League Baseball, we have to talk about job interviews. Before we do that, let me talk to you about something wonderful. Do you know how nice it is to have family videos on your phone? To have, you know, Ob, we have our two boys, James and Luke. Ob, of course, made baby books for each of them. You know, when they're born, when they're, you know, women love that kind of stuff. And it's cool to look through those things. But those are hard copy photos in a book. You know how nice it is to have the baby book on your phone, on your computer? How cool it's going to be for the next few generations to have that stuff digitally available. That's what Legacy Box does. They digitize all your stuff. All your VHS tapes, all your hard copy pictures, your Super 8 films, your photo negatives, they digitize it, preserving those memories for generations. I'll be honest, it's not even for you. It's not even for me. Yes, I'm enjoying it. It's for generations of Kellys I will never meet. Do that now, especially when they're doing a special at $9 a tape. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.